Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio and coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. You know, things are happening in the world, and it makes one curious of what he or she should be doing. And sometimes you can't come to that understanding. And then we're too proud to go to other people to find out what in the world is going on. Now, I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, is that this has been written in Revelation that these things will happen. But for some reason, we take it for granted and we don't have a clue why we should grasp the understanding, because God gives us the understanding and God makes everything clear. It's we who makes it difficult, and we bring difficult to other people that listens to us. And I realize that on the network, you have various different people on the network is articulating Al-Islam. But you never hear them say Al-Islam. You hear them saying Islam. You don't hear them saying Assalamu alaikum. You hear them saying Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, I don't want you to think that I am trying to criticize anyone. But it seems to me that if you're going to teach the people out there in radio land Al-Islam for the first time, shouldn't you give them exactly what God says? Because if you don't do that, brothers and sisters, most people are not hearing you. But yet you have an opportunity to find out that they have no clue of what you are talking about. Because why? You're not speaking the language of the people. Now, I will say, and I'm not going to take full credit for it, but I will say I realize that more people are trying to talk to you in English. But isn't it amazing, if you ever see a Latino, especially one that don't have an accent, you will never know if that person can speak Spanish. Why? Because you're English. Why should they speak Spanish to you? But go home with them. Find out they talk to their mother and father in the language in which they was taught. And they know how to roll that tongue. So you don't even think it's the same person, because it don't sound like an English-speaking person. It sounds like American until you hear them speak their language. Rightfully so. Most parents can't even speak the English language. They're happy to be here because their daughter and their son is learning the way of the land here in America, and here is a democracy. So they benefit. The one that gets that degree benefits. And everything that he or she loves benefits. And this goes on with the Italians, the Irishmen, and et cetera, et cetera. But we're the only people that will leave this country and learn the language and come back home and forget their own language. Proud to speak someone else's language that they forget their own language. And I'm not talking about my Italians, my Irishmen, or my Latinos. This is more of a dominant and consistent by those who chose Elislaw. They feel that if they can speak a language that you can't speak, they're more intelligent than you are. I've seen Latinos, I've seen Irishmen, I've seen people from Germany. I've seen them on Skid Row. Oh, yes, their language is not what's going to make them successful in America. But if you want to be successful in America, you better learn this language. Well, in the schools, it teaches you that. And you hope that if you've been taught the proper way, that you don't have that accent. Now, I know all about all of that, because I know a beautiful educator. My God, was she educated. And that young lady had a drawer in the way she was speaking. And they tried to tell her that. But she didn't know until she went out to the world, because she got straight A's. However, she realized she did have something that was holding her back. And that was that drawer. So she went to school. Born and raised in America, come from the heart of the city of Newark, and yet she couldn't speak distinctly. Now, how did this young lady get through school? They knew she was educated, but also knew she had a problem. But not one teacher taught her how to overcome that problem. Why? Because she's black. But just so happened, she was blessed to be in the right hands, and she was told, you're going to learn how to speak this English language the way it ought to be spoken. And my God, did she grow in this society. So how is it that we learn languages? And you got to keep in mind, brothers and sisters, what they don't tell you, to be able to go overseas and eat with your fingers and be in 120-degree weather and no roads. You got to catch cabs because you don't drive over there, just like them, in their language. Are you accepted? Yes, because they are made. But more important, you want to sound like them, and they come back here, and you cannot detect where they speak in Quranic, Arabic, or the language of the Arabs. So they sound alike. They sound alike, brothers and sisters, and that was the mercy of God, because they was the most planet Earth. Now, I don't have to take time to tell you how unintelligent they are, but anyone that takes their own baby and stick it in the sand and wait for the arm to drop so that baby girl is dead. Why? Because she's a curse. They was practicing idol God. They didn't believe in no all-seeing God. They was unintelligent. Allah had to come amongst them with a messenger that was born amongst them. And yes, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, was born. And Allah raised them because why? He speaks the language of his people. Now, I want to tell you, we had a whole lot of preachers came here and preached the gospel. Some men came here and taught from the Quran. But we didn't grasp that understanding. And it didn't catch on. But it was a good movement. Whether it was from Africa or whether it was from a foreign country, but they never taught us Islam. And none of them grew to the point you can say, yes, they was able to raise this country up. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, he never taught Islam. But did he know it? Well, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, said, he asked his mother, he said, I opened the door, why is daddy down with his head on the rug? She said, oh, he prays like that sometimes. So that means he knew something. But he didn't teach it to us. Because he knew us wasn't going to get down there. Now, if you saw the picture of Malcolm, and he was in jail, they said, Malcolm, get down on your knees. He said, I don't get on my knees from nobody. He said, pick the lock, Malcolm, because Malcolm used to get on his knees and pick the lock to go in and rob that individual of his wealth. So he did get on his knees. They were trying to teach him Saja. So Malcolm didn't want to get on his knees, and he sure represents us that came from the streets. Yeah, like Muhammad knew we wouldn't get on our knees. So he kept us upright. And we obeyed him. You obey white folks for everything. You beg them for your food. You beg them for your home. You beg them to give you a job. You beg them for your clothes. You beg them for everything. But you never beg God. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, stand upright in what we call today Qiyam position. Stand upright. Hold your palm and your hands out. Because when you do that, you're begging. That's dua. Surely I turned myself to thee, O Allah, trying to be upright to he who originated the heavens and the earth. And I am not of the polytheists. Just that alone, brothers and sisters, he was introducing us that there was a God. Now we, most of us, accepted Farah in being our God. Well, he didn't buck that. Why? Because he knew you would grow. But the idea that Farah did not look like us, and he didn't look like Jesus. But he was a handsome man with hair that some of us wish we had. And because he was different, we accepted. But he didn't have blue eyes and blonde hair and pale face. But he came here to stop us from being in mentally slavery. Because what they were doing to us, and he was going to college here amongst the Kennedys, he said, oh, no, this is not going to happen. To make a long story short, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad went to see him, and he taught him and gave him the name Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad. With a third grade education, oh, my God, did he grasp with the understanding. And believe it or not, I was just a young man. I think I was 11 years old. In the newspaper, they said, if you can bring me Farah Muhammad, dead or alive, you get $250,000. That was like $1 million back then. But Farah couldn't come back around. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to tell you what Farah taught him. And because he became a great student, he was able to teach us to love self and kind and do for yourself and come together as one unit. And we became very successful, brothers and sisters. And today people say, I don't like those who follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad because he didn't teach us Islam. Theoretically speaking, wasn't your daddy, wasn't your mama, and your mama and your daddy didn't teach you Islam. Now, in fact, most of us, 99% of us, by our mothers and fathers, we was Christian. And today, today you can't sit amongst the Christians and read that Bible. So what was you taught? I'm one of those people. My mama didn't teach me, and I didn't want to learn it in church, but I was a Christian. So do you hate your mother? Your mother did the best she could, and your father did the best he could. In spite of all the suffering that man had to go through, because Willie Lynch taught, get that man out of the house. And if you get him out of the house, this black woman will not grow. And those black children will not grow. Yes, this is what was taught. And my God, exactly that. Today, the woman tell you to get out the house. If that man ain't in the house, them babies grow up with a weakness. Some of them so weak that they want to shake and move their hips like their mama. Because there was no man there to teach them, no, son, you're not that. You can't be like mama. But hell, that boy loved his mom. Yes, he did. He loved her. He loved her, he loved her, he loved her too. He wanted to be just like her. So these are the things we don't think about. That when you got two children, three children, four children, five, you can't tell a man to get out because you're not the one that suffers. It's the children that suffer that they don't wake up to their mother and father. But Satan got us so messed up in the mind, we don't care about how our children are raised. Well, hell, let them suffer. But you got to go. It's like dying. You're on the roof with a gun to your head. What are you doing, young lady? I'm killing myself. Why? Well, I'm not the woman I used to be. Why? Well, I started prostituting. Why? I started shooting drugs. Why? I'm leaving here. Okay. But you're not just killing yourself. You're killing your mother. You're killing your father. You're killing your siblings. And you got three babies. You're killing them. You're killing everybody that loves you. Is you that selfish that you don't think about people that will suffer by you pulling that trigger and shooting yourself in the head? Oh, you start thinking, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like that. And that's the person that won't commit suicide. Well, you, sisters, want to commit suicide for your children, not a physical bullet going to shoot them in the brain. You just messed them up mentally. And then you wonder why they on skid row. You wonder why they doing drugs. You wonder why they selling drugs. You wonder why they go out and be prostitutes. Why they just want to get the hell away from you. This is going on every day. So William Lynch knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that if Allah says the man's in charge and they read the Quran, a whole lot of brothers have given the Quran to politicians. They laugh at us. They take the Quran. But you can't be a major politician and not read the Quran. You can't be in theology with a doctor's degree and don't read the Quran. For the men of this country have to read the Holy Quran. If you're a Mason, and you can get all them 33 degrees, but you can't get that degree unless you read that Quran. Now, how is it you think you're going to pull the wool over them? So Willie learned that and came to America and said, I got an idea. And this idea, brothers and sisters, will allow you. He ain't talking to us now. He ain't called us brothers and sisters. They told us we were three-fifths of a human being, so he wasn't talking to us. He said, you want to rule these niggas for another 1,000 years, get that man out of the house. And so we divorce without even thinking about it. I've been married ever since I was 16. Do you get angry with your wife? You sure you do. But it's never a thought in my mind, I'm so angry, I'm going to get rid of her. Or I'm going to leave. You don't get angry for that. Now, you can get upset if they're against your moral decency, if they're against your taqwa, they're against that which you believe. That's hard to deal with because you can't trust them. Yes, you got to go. But an argument, a dispute, we're supposed to be able to iron that out. Because why? We got children. And children want to live. And they want to grow up. And most boys, when they come 9, 10, want to be like their daddy, but the daddy ain't around. So something is missing. They got their social degree, but they're supposed to have been a doctor. Yes, they got their bachelor degree, but they're supposed to be a doctor. Why? Because the man, he don't beat his child when he's 17, 18, become his friend. He becomes his mentor, and he gives them advice. But you women, so jealous. Oh, you love your father. Your father wasn't here. And you will stop the man from dealing not only with the father, what about the grandchildren? And then you wonder why you catching all this hell. Brothers and sisters, if you ain't listening to God, you ain't making it in this world. Because years ago, when Allah asked the angels are here, tell me what you're looking at, angel, to my head. Oh, my Lord, that's a beautiful world. Then Allah changed it in a matter of seconds. Say, look in it now. When the jinn and the human being is in that world. He said, oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. How could anyone go straight in the world as crooked as that? Allah said this before we were born. Even Iblis said, why would you create another creature to cause more mystic and bloodshed in the land. So that means somebody was over here doing something before we come, but they know here come another creature, there's going to be a lot of wars and things going to happen. That's the way Iblis, who was very highly intelligent, and Allah said, I know what you know and know what you know not. And so Iblis' job is to prove to us that we are not worthy. But because our father Adam, who was placed over the garden, he slipped, fell. We say he slipped. Because you can fall and not get back up. You remember that commercial? I just fell, I can't get back up. He can fall. But if you slip, you can get up. But Allah said he didn't curse the world. He repented. He asked Allah to forgive him because he was tricked by Satan. So did he turn devil? No, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to use this metaphor. I'm not redundant. I am consistent. So you can understand that I don't just say something. If it comes to me, Allah tells the angel to tell me to give it to you. So what is what is Allah is talking about? What it means that he slipped? Well, he was tricked. So I use this. And hopefully you get the picture, because that's what I do here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks. And we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. So I do try my best to give it to you clear, pure. It's like your son or sons. How about children? But you know there's a lot of things going on outside. You don't want to leave them, but you got to go cash that check. So you bring all the children and say, do your chores, I'll be back, but do not go outside. That was an order from your mama. She's the lord of the house. But here comes auntie. Now auntie can come in because she got a key. And she walks in the house. Where's your mother at? Oh, she went to cash her check. And she opens up the refrigerator and sees that her sister don't have no money. I tell my children all the time, I say, when you go to your mother's house, open up the refrigerator. And you know she needs some money. No, Dad, Mama said, I don't need anything. I said, because that's her pride. But if you go to the store, you think she's going to tell you to take the food back? Well, I don't know what she buys. Go to the store sometimes with her. Like I did when I was a youngster. I went to the store with Mama. I know what my mama wanted. That's how I learned how to shop. And she made it fun to me. So I love to shop. I love to go get whatever groceries you need. I bring back stuff. You say, yeah, you shouldn't have brought all of that kind of stuff. But I do it. But the point is that if you ask her, she's going to say no. So you go do it. And she's proud that my son was thinking about me. Well, that's the way a husband is supposed to be also. I'm saying son, because 9 out of 10 husbands will do that. It's sons that don't give a damn. They don't care about their mama. The toilet can be broke. They ain't fixing it. The walls could be fixed. They ain't going to fix it. The outside needs to be done, but that's not going to do it. And if you ask them a question, you know what their excuse is? Oh, she don't want me to do it. Yeah, right. Let her wake up and look outside. Wow, who did that? Well, that's what happened. So the auntie said, come on with me. I'm going to take you to the store. The son said, whoa, mama told us not to go out. Said, don't you know if you go out with me and help me bring this food back, when she comes back, she'll be very happy with you. You going? Sounds good. It's the right thing to do. You ain't buying your mother. You want to put food in that refrigerator. So your auntie took you out and spent $125. Mama comes home. Auntie is not there. But she's calling for the children. And she goes in every bedroom to see if in fact you did your chores. She is so pleased with you. She wanted to take you to get some ice cream. Y'all did your chore. But she opens up the refrigerator and says, where all this food come from? Oh, she was, yes. And I went with her to get the food. She's very upset. She told you not to go out. They're not shooting aunties. They shooting little boys. They shooting little girls. They kidnapping boys and girls. Boy, is she hot with you. You feel bad. You messed up, buddy. But not because you hate your mama. You thought you were doing the right thing. That's Adam. Allah said, don't eat from that tree. Don't bite in that apple. But we take it as it being physical. I always try to tell you it's not physical. an apple. Could have been orange. Could have been something else. But it was an apple. The apple of your eye. But the apple is sweet also, even though it's good for you. So the other like Muhammad used to say, Satan gives you the truth, pardon me, give you a lie and sugarcoat it with the truth. So if it's new that you won't ever question God, he tells you not to do something, you don't do it. So he let Satan feed him an apple. Like Adam, apple, his name is Adam. But the apple tastes good. The lie sounds good to him. It sounds good to the little boy also. So he bowed his head to Allah and asked Allah to forgive him. He thought he was doing the right thing. So Allah saw that he repented. And then kicked our father and our wife had to, his wife had to go with him because they are one, and kicked them out of heaven. So when they kicked them out of heaven, he kicked the jinn, went with us. And he put the jinn in every last one of us. Now you say, why would Allah do that? Because since you are weak to go for another apple, because you want to listen to someone going to change your whole line of thinking, I got to test you. And I'm going to test you all the way to your grave. And you say, why, Lord? He said, I test those before you. Who are you not to be tested? So we thought the test was us. No, brother, sister, you're not going to do anything to put yourself in trouble. But Satan, he knew how to trick you and con you because he deals with your ego. He deals with your appetite. He deals with everything that's weak. Here he comes. Yes, he does. And he is in charge. So that jinn is there to test you all the way to your grave. So we get in line. Isn't that something? We are in line toe to toe. Now, you ever thought about the toe don't mean nothing down there? Why you got toe to toe? I can see shoulder to shoulder. Because why? Your heart is there. But toe to toe. We are locked into a building. Tighten up the wrench, brother. We're getting ready to make prayer. But isn't it amazing? You got to be 6 feet away, wherever it is. You have to be those many feet away from the person next to you across the COVID virus. So we are all spread out now. I heard one brother say, hey, brother, close the ranks. Close the ranks. You can't get rid of Satan. Satan right there in you. And you worry about the other brother. You better worry about that jinn that you got to halal. But you don't know he's there. And you pretty much don't give a damn. And you're not teaching it, so nobody knows anything about it. So isn't it amazing, brothers and sisters? It is amazing that we're looking all around for Satan. You know, there's a story about Noah. When Noah got on that boat and went free, he looked over in the corner and he saw Iblis. And he said, Iblis, what are you doing here? And Iblis said, you thought you were going to leave me behind when God gave me life into the final day of judgment? Wow. So even Noah couldn't leave Iblis. You can't leave that, Jen. And to Allah, take you out of this world. But meanwhile, you're being tested. I heard a sister tell a brother that I love very well. And he got very upset with his wife. Told his wife, said, go ahead, take Satan with you and come back as my husband. He said, that got him. Take Satan with you. And that's true, brothers and sisters, that we can go off. That's that gin. That's that gin. Did the email want to see Muhammad had the gin in him? Yes. Did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had the gin in him? Yes. Okay, what about Prophet Muhammad? Prayers, peace, pardon. The question was asked, do you have the jinn in you? Rasul Ali said, yes, the jinn is in me. But I made my jinn Muslim. Now, I'm not saying that me nor you can make our jinn Muslim, but we can at least make them a sympathizer. They'll sympathize with you. Can't get you for everything. You're going to slip. But you go to Allah and you beg him for forgiveness. These are the necessary things that is not being told. So I always have to go back because we think that Abraham and Jesus and Muhammad is different. A brother asked me, do I believe that Jack Johnson could beat Muhammad Ali? He said, could Joe Louis beat Muhammad Ali? If Ray Robinson was his weight, could he beat Muhammad Ali? I said, brother, you don't ever go back in history and bring something that passed away to something that's living or someone that's not even in that category because Ray Robinson was a middleweight. Ali was a heavyweight. So no need. But in time, Allah always put do something that will get your attention. So we know about this. We know about the Oscar Robertson. We know about Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We know about these people, Michael Jordan. These boys can play, but they're different. They're unique. They have a gift. Likewise in football, Jen Brown, the great running back. They all had a gift. Allah raised them, and you give them the credit because you don't have that gift. But the African-American believe no one that looked like us is coming to us. Whoa! That Allah ain't going to give us a prophet. Because all these other countries that were doing bad received a prophet. But because we in 400 years of slavery and 100 years oppression, and over 100 years we woke up and realized they call us only a 3/5 of a human being, we didn't want to be that anymore. But you feel that because of what our ancestors went through today, Allah won't raise one up. Brothers and sisters, you don't even have a clue the gift that God has given you. And how do you know that gift? Because Michael Jordan could fly in the air and dunk it. Dr. J brought it first. How is it that Jim Brown could tell a tackle he's going to get him and run through him? How could the Williams sisters play like they men and they're women? You can none cut on them. They women. One just had a baby. I think this is a second one. I don't know. But the idea is she had a baby. So she's a female. A sister's a female. How did Tiger Woods was so great and had good morals when his father was alive? As soon as he passed, they tricked him and gave him a white girl who would never, ever be able to take care of herself. But since you mess with my white sister, you're going to marry her. and you're going to have children, and then we've taken her from you. And if you work for being, a half of being is her. Oh, man, y'all don't know what they do to us. But they was gifted. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was gifted because he didn't come to the ones that had the social degree, the bachelor degree, the master degree, the doctor degree. They came later. He said, give me the downtrodden one, the prostitutes, the pimps, the winos. Give me those that eat pork, smoke cigarettes, don't take care of their family, don't get married. Give me them. And watch what I do with them. And my God, he did a magnificent job. America should have been paying him for raising that deaf, dumb, and blind individual that didn't want nothing out of life. We became the FOI, the fruit. Here comes fruit again, the fruit of Islam. And the brothers and sisters that come in here, if you'd have came here on the 30th, these jabs would be ripped off your head, and nobody would do nothing. If you came here before the 30th, and you say you're a Muslim, you're in trouble. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, FOI, went through all that hell. You touch our sisters, we go to jail. But you're going to reap the repercussions. And some of them went to jail for years. Some of them was put in holes for decades after decades. And some of them, brothers and sisters, have died to establish this simple word, Islam. The simple word, Muslim. Yes. So you come here, Johnny come lately, and judge us whether we Muslim or we not. Well, it's very unintelligent, and that's why I know that they didn't study home. They wanted to get the hell out of that country that there's no democracy and come to America. But they did not grasp to understand that every human being is a Muslim in their nature. Because they say who's a Muslim, who's not a Muslim, they say it today. I'm telling my Christians that's on listening to me, if you hear anybody, whether it's the imam, you say, well, imam, brother, you study or you only reading part of it? Because there's nothing in the Quran that say that I'm not a Muslim in my nature. Now, do I accept your religion? No. But religion ain't got nothing to do with the creation of the human being. Isn't that amazing? And keep in mind that I educate my group, and I went viral. So my millions of people, they know how to say, I am a Muslim. You can't tell me I'm not a Muslim. Yes, I smoke. Yes, I eat pork. Yes, I fornicate, I get drunk, but I'm a Muslim, and you can't take that from me. So stop telling me that I'm not a Muslim. They more intelligent than you, and you don't smoke, you don't eat pork, you don't fornicate, but you don't know this religion. Allah says in the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, that I gave you a religion and named it El-Islam to be your true religion. And I perfected it to be perfect. Since you want religion, man, Allah didn't need a religion in the beginning. But the way man was going astray and coming up with these religions and tricking and conning the people, he said, okay, that's it. 1,400 years ago. Tell me, before the prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, became the messenger of God and the prophet of us, what religion he had? None. What religion did Jesus have? None. What religion did Abraham have? None. Now, do I go all the way back? Because none of the prophets had religion. And you can't say from Jesus on back they had Ellis Long. It didn't exist. Did they have Judaism? It exists. Christianity? It exists. Paganism? It exists. But Ellis Long did not exist. So Allah had to give us, since we want religion. And religion allows you to practice your obedience. But Allah don't judge you by your religion. Allah don't judge you by languages that you use. I had to stand up in the Masala. But the brother taught that if you're not speaking the Quran Arabic, when you pray, it won't reach Allah. And if you don't mention Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace be upon him, prayers stand in space, meaning it does not reach Allah. I wanted to smack him. Now that is my metaphor. I don't put my hands on anybody. But I never followed Dr. King, but I love him. Boy, could that man speak. So I'm not turning my other cheek if you hit me. Matter of fact, I'll leave my signature on you. See, I had to work on that gem. Because I realized if I'm the aggressive, Allah is not with me. So I had the understanding that I would draw you to me. I would say something that you would strike. And that gives me the permission to protect myself and destroy you. That's what I was. I was a fighter. I ain't take no for an answer. My sensei said, can no man beat you? And that's how I felt. Can no man beat me? But Allah didn't mean physical murad. Can no man tell you what you cannot do? Oh, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I learned that at an early age because my daddy said I wasn't going to be nothing. And I can't talk back to my father. He was 6'3", he was a big man, I'm a little boy. But I said to myself, you are not God. Watch me. Dave Brown said, I got it. And I've been like that all my life. There's nothing I cannot bring to fruition, inshallah. Nothing I can not bring to fruition, but I didn't know the key to it. Cannot be for myself because Allah won't give it to you. If it's for the community and that's in your heart, boy, the sky is the limit. So it's just the little things you need to know that we're the Khalifa of the whole entire earth. We are blessed. We are gifted. The Jews had it first. This is why they're so educated. They served God, but they kept the knowledge to themselves. That's why Jesus had to come about, because, meaning, they had a lot of knowledge, and it was multiplied. Allah had to stop them. Didn't send Jesus to kill them or take down Jerusalem, cut down the fig tree. And Jesus did his job. That's what he was here for. He did his job. And Allah removed him and sent him to paradise. What does he come to do? The will of God. He says, I come to do the work of my Father. Now, you know he said, Lord. But they want to throw you off, Father. But okay, brothers and sisters. So you understand why the prophets come to us. Now, you telling me that the pagans was so out of hook. And the Jews were trying to keep it to themselves. and the Christians came up with idol God, Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, Trinity. Well, I said, okay, that's enough. And he gave it to the air. The ass was, they didn't go through the hell we went through, but they were so unintelligent. We were not unintelligent. We came here as doctors, lawyers, engineers, developers, contractors, you name it, electricians. We built this country on our knowledge. Then they robbed us. They robbed us and learned it, and they do it themselves. As if we don't have this ability. So we didn't grow up unintelligent coming over on that boat. But when we came over that boat, we knew we was tricked when we got into Ghana. Because we only came over here because God's earth is spacious, brothers and sisters. You don't think Abu Masjid Allah wasn't said back then before we came over here 400 years ago? Abu Masjid Allah. Abu Masjid Allah. So therefore the whole earth is a masjid. So we wanted to go to another part of God's earth until we got in Ghana and realized we was tricked. But who tricked us? Christians. Why? Because the Christians didn't get along with the Muslims. They didn't want to accept that back then. Remember, 1,400 years ago, the prophet had to flee for his life. So therefore, and our ancestors coming over here as Muslims. And did we build? But they took our children away from us and sent them around and raised them after 400 years that they was inferior. We are the offsprings of that. So you're saying that Allah won't come to us? Yes, came over to introduce it. Muhammad Elijah Muhammad was cultivating, but he wasn't teaching it. Because we was dirty. We had to clean up. You know if you go to the bathroom, brother, and you hear the adhan, you got to go make wudu. You know if you urinate, you got to make wudu. You know if you broke wind, you got to make wudu. You know if you had sex, you got to take a bath and then make wudu. So how are we going to come right to Islam and not be cleaned up? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was wudu. And you won't get credit to the water. How about the sink? How about the bathroom that you use? You won't get credit, and that's material substance. But he is a live human being that cleaned us up internally. And some of us today, I can match our obedience to God to most of all of us here in this country. And some brothers that got all new school of thought, still get high, still drink, still smoke, yes, and still fornicate. But not the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that was strong, told us a cigarette, a fool on one end and fire on the other. Or a fire on one end and a fool on the other. That's what he used to say to us. I wasn't no fool. I don't want cancer. Well, I'm going to smoke a cigarette for him. Then they came and gave us coke. Then people amongst us gave us coke, because once you snort that coke, you hooked. But you're a sharp man, hooked. You make it do all, but you're hooked. Yes, yeah, sister, you having sex all over because you hooked on a drug. Well, why would you want to intoxicate your body? Why you want to wear out your nose? Why you want to touch your gift? The number one gift is your intellect. But you didn't protect it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad tried to tell you to protect it. Everybody told me I was a fanatic. You can't give me no coke. You can't give me. And then when 1975 came, Amen. Call it a divine mind. Oh, that was powerful. And today, because of him, we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah didn't raise him. Where did he get it from? Who taught him? Allah taught him. 3-4 years old, he was given the Quran. That's why he was fighting his dad, because his dad said, read that Quran. But we weren't ready for him. That's why he kept getting kicked out. His father knew, no, you can't teach him that yet. I got to work on him. They still down and out. I got to work on him. And when they brought that tape to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he was talking about the Sunan and talking about Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was ill. You know he was ill because he died. Well, we won't say died. He passed away a few weeks later. Thought they was busting him. He jumped up and clicked his heels and said, my golly, my son got it. And he has it. And he gave it to us. And you know what you did, brothers and sisters? You got out of this classroom. I'm saying to you, this is simple. This is not difficult. When we were following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, when you read the Quran, and most of us only read it during the month of December because it was Ramadan. But when we was reading the Quran, he said, we hear and we obey. Now you're so intelligent that you're breaking down what God says and it don't make no sense whatsoever. You don't got so stubborn and you went back and reverted back and picked up the mind of Satan. Yes, you did. For you're not the one to love your aunt and your uncle, and not the one to love your siblings because they accept Islam. I'm telling you, there's some good Christians that make most of y'all look like y'all playing a game. Why? They're loyal. That's what they got in common with us. They got one thing in common. When they believe in something, we believe in something, we wobble. We're not balanced. Because all this got to stop. Because if it don't, this is what Allah has done. You in your house. You're not in the masala. When the last time you've been to masjid? Well, you wake up in the masjid. Your home is a masala because it's a word. It's where you make salat. We don't make salat in the Kaaba. We make salat in the sacred home, the sacred house. Masjid al-Haram. That's where we make Sajda prayer. But your building, your apartment, is a building. It's all built on God's earth. So it's just symbolic that you put your head on that rug or on that wood or that cement. Has nothing to do with that rug or that wood or that cement. It has something to do that your nose is on the earth where God breathed in the nostrils of our father Adam. So if you use it physically, you think you can't pray in your home. Your home is your castle. Your home is sacred. Your home is clean. Your home is where you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And brothers and sisters, you can be by yourself. Call your 5 senses to prayer. So you just woke up. Call it to prayer because you ain't hearing right now. Don't you ever say you don't have a place to pray. It just makes sense to get out of the rain, get out of the snow, get out of the heat, and go into a building in modern technology where it's some air conditioning. That's only right to do. Telling me that a bomb came here and tore up all the houses. But you see, one house is standing, the church. Oh, I'm not going in there. They got idol gods in there because you are idol lover. So you weep. You know, we got to get through that tunnel. Man, I ain't going through that tunnel. Why? Because they got drugs in there because you got drug addicts. Man, I'm not going through that tunnel. Why? There's a bunch of homosexuals in there. Yeah, because you like men. The hell you fear for that? Now, I'll give you credit. If they tell us to go through this tunnel to get to the other half, to get to the other part of getting away from danger, and you tell me a lot of women in there, I will hesitate too. Because I got a weakness for pretty women, especially if they're naked. But hell, brother, when your life is in danger, you don't see that. I'm going through that tunnel. You see what happens when you do anything that's right? Allah will protect you that you don't get weak. But when you choose Satan, convincing you, tricking you, conning you, deceiving you, he got you. You're not serving Allah. And he knows it because he serves Allah. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah that created the heavens and the earth and everything between it and the system of all knowledge. We thank Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name that has no associates, no partner, no children, no wife. You cannot approach Allah unless he permits you. We thank him for giving to us a mercy into all humanity. And Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we salute him with that excellent salute, that salutation. Peace be unto him, his family, and his descendants and companions. Surely Allah Almighty speaks. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa bi'l-adimim, wa sa'asa, wa sa'am, wa sa'wa surli kareem. Salakallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I teach like this because it bothers me that we are just going through the exercises, but nothing is happening. And we are dealing with men that doesn't have the ability to make something happen. It doesn't make them bad. It's time for them to sit down after being 40 years on the post and yet can't produce nothing. Well, they was able to get $1 million or $700,000 or $500,000 in the bank, but it's sitting there dead wood, and it's the community's money, but it's under one organization, which is 2, 3, or 4, or 5, or 10 men. But there are thousands of us. But yet we have no control. We don't know what we have and who's giving it to us. Isn't that amazing? My common sense tells me that there will be more of these things that's happened to us that will come. And we are told that one will come to help us. And we have to use the words of revelation to help us because this is Allah talking. Yes, including Christianity. Because Christians mean purity, and we have to be knowing that we are purity in our thoughts, in our mind, in our soul. What is purity? That God created you to be in your original state. The original state. We took on this world and we change what we were created to be. We're the Khalifa. So that state of mind means good. We should study the four seasons, the winter. Study the summer, the spring. The fall. These four seasons mean something, but it's only Allah through these various different trees and grass and the water is assigned to us. Allah says, read my signs, but we're not reading the signs, brothers and sisters. So everything's got to do with Allah's creation. But for some reason, we don't know anything about the creation because someone got us all there in La La Land. Mashallah. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, it sounds good, but you're not doing anything. What are you doing? What are you doing? Where's your progress? So that's what they say. Even in voting, they say it's 400,000 of you, but I don't see it. I don't see 400,000 showing up. What's the problem? Well, they tried. They broke up. They cut up. If this group of people of thought is not in power, they don't want to be a part of it. So we got all these different groups like Africa all cut up with all that gift that they have. Now, brothers and sisters, we don't have the oil, and we don't have the gold, and we don't have the sugar and the coffee, and we don't have the diamonds like they have in Africa or even in Saudi Arabia. But what we do have is that Allah shut down. It's the will of Allah. How can you stop? Any man can stop Hajj. Millions of people go to Hajj. Only 1,000 could go. So where was the other million? Where was they, brothers and sisters? Home. And you better not get on no plane and come into Mecca to do Hajj. Isn't that something? So Allah shut them down to show you that Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not just for Mecca. He was not just for the East Coast. He was not just for the Arabs. He was not just for those in India or China. Well, a lot of Muslims in China, a lot of Muslims in India, Pakistan. But that's what Allah shut the whole country down. But they all rich. No, they wealthy, but we say rich. They're all rich with the material substance. We are the only people in 400 years is rich with the spirit of the Quran. So you went to sleep. You're not doing what Allah says do. So Allah gave Muhammad as an indication of a mortal. Yes. But Allah already gave it to Jesus, to the world. Spoke about the three prophets and how they all grew up around animals. And I broke it down that the animals that Jesus was born around and the animal worship of Abraham, his daddy, and the animal of the worship of Prophet Muhammad. But it's only talking about your flesh is animal. That's all it means. That you stoop down in your flesh, which is animal kingdom. So Muhammad was an opening sign and a clear sign. Yes, he was. Jesus and Muhammad was the only ones that had a sign. Both of them had a sign. Today, things are happening for people who need justice. And still, today, you need justice. But those who take time out, especially read scripture, know that knowledge that God has tried to teach us is what? Nada. Allah is trying to teach us matter. You can't see it, but he wants us to be a part of matter. You have to study it. Good people that is in bad condition, situation, your status quo, you in bad situation. But God intervenes and helps you. When you make a group of people slaves and you lie and you cheat, God gets involved. And my God, did they not do that to us? So God got involved. We are blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our ancestors prayed and begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, begged him. What did he beg us for? He begged us, take care of my offspring, Lord. We will suffer the balance of suffering to our offspring. We don't pray for them. But who broke the covenant? We did. We stopped being our own person and studying the Quran and allow Allah to teach us. Do we know or have an idea that we was inferior to the white folks and we was ashamed about black hair and black skin and big lips and big nose? This had not to be done to nobody. Nobody has ever had this done to them. So any people in the world didn't go through that. Conditions today makes God obligated to intervene on our behalf. God created nature to be on our side. It is called Mother Nature, and it is on our side. Many of you do not care religion anymore. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, brothers, sisters, because look what's being taught while you're running from the religion, the imam, the rabbi. Look what's happened, that you're running away from the priest, the reverend. Muhammad, the prophet, prayer and peace be upon him, brothers and sisters. Muhammad was consigned that made everything clear, so clear that we will understand why we are who we are. And so therefore, Jesus and Muhammad was the only sign. Today, we are happy. Things are happening for people who need justice. And we should understand why we need justice, because the hell we went through. But if you don't trust in God, then you think you're out there by yourself. But just listen to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also felt that he's going to lose the battle, because why? He's outnumbered. And because he was outnumbered, Allah sent the angel and said, I am near. Yes, he's near. He's closer to you than your own jugular vein. Some religious leader speaks to your soul, to your spirit. If you have good morals, you should survive. you should be a good Christian. Muhammad the prophet can survive with idol god worship. Your own family member wants to kill you, trying to stone you, but he survived. We have no excuse if something is going bad. If you trust in God, if you don't trust in God, you become weak. But only the strong survive. They used to sing that song. That was a good song. Only the strong survive. Allah don't like a weak person. You trust in Allah and do good, you will survive. Only the strong survive. If you worry about COVID-19 and drive-by shooting, only the strong survive. If you worry about who's going to win the president election, whether it's the Democrat or the Republican, only the strong survive. If you're in a religion and the religion leader lies to you, trick you, steals your money, telling you things that bothers your soul, well, God says only the strong survive. This is our test. And brothers and sisters, I hate to tell you, and I'm just a human being, it looked like you failed in the test because you have no plan. We're on the internet, we're speaking to people, but we are not talking what needs to be taught. I get questions asked to me on Friday on conference call, and I don't program anybody. If you work for the gym and you want to ask me a question, go right ahead. I say, Bismillah. Then I try my best to answer the question. I've been on for 7 weeks or more. I haven't stumbled yet. And my line is open. They say, why no one else can do that? Because most men could preach it, but can't define it. Can't give you the clear understanding in the English language. Now, I give my foreign brothers a partner. They don't speak English that well. Yusuf Ali did a pretty good job. But just listen to this. He said, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Imam Warisi Muhammad changed it because in Arabic, it don't say in Allah's name. You can't be in Allah's name. But it says with Allah. That's all he did was change it with Allah. Because why? Yusuf Ali is a man. Do he make mistakes? He did the best he could out of almost all the crime. And today, they tell you they don't like Yusuf Ali, and he speaks more of the English for the English speaker to define what he's reading than any other part of any other crime. So that's why we kept his crime. But you will find out there are Qurans that Satan has created. And I say you're reading that Quran, most of you. Because there's no way, brother, that you can bow your head and slide your prayer and get up and hate your neighbor, hate your friend, hate who you're going to be around. Matter of fact, you got men right now today that been all in the East and have come back, but will not go around their family because their family got pictures on the wall. I'm sorry. I have to tell you, you're off your rocker. But, again, this is a great metaphor. Samara, why don't you go in that room there? And I ain't going in that room because there's a lot of naked women in there. Well, do you got a weakness? Yes, I got a weakness. Romara, why are you going in that room? They had pictures on the wall. That ain't my idol. That's their pictures. I don't know what's on the wall, but it's time for Salah. Romara, why you got mirrors all over the place? Brother, I don't live there. But I'm going to make my Salah. Them mirrors don't bother me. See, this is the spookism that they get you with. But yet, with all that cleanliness and neckiness, don't go in most of these masjid because you got water all over the floor. They don't even care. Don't even care. Think they got to take a bath at home. When Muhammad the Prophet, prays, peace upon him, they don't tell you that. He did his wudu out of a cup. So where all this water come from? Because they want to change us. Allah gave it to us. And we're losing it, brothers and sisters. Just look at it right now. Most of these men, you have not seen. Why? There's no reason for them to come around. So we're all on the internet trying to take people to La La Land. And people are trying to find out what should they take to stop them from getting COVID-19. You don't teach that. What vitamins should you have? You don't teach that. You don't teach that whether you're Christian, Jew, or Hindu, believe in one God. In the hereafter, there won't be no burden on you. Don't teach that, but God said it. I didn't say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified his name and said it. So where are these religious leaders are coming from? And then they sit up there and they give them different parables from the Bible. When you find an Arab or a Hindu or anyone that can speak from that Bible, as good as some of those imams, they've been trained. They've been trained because if you read the Quran, 90% of us don't know the Bible. But the reason we know the Bible is because we were raised in this country off the Bible, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught from the Bible. So we know most of the stories in the Injil. But we learned the Quran because we knew what the Bible, and I want to tell you this, find me a sister or a brother that come from Christianity and can quote that Bible. When they get the Quran, my God, their comprehension is unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you what they said. Seven Day Adventure told me. She said, I can tell you anything in that Bible, but it didn't get clear until I read the Quran. Meaning, it wasn't taboo. It's just that they didn't know the real meaning of what they were saying. Gone out. That's a cross. And you got to balance yourself. If you walk a tightrope, you got to get a pole. Hold it in the palm of your hand. That's a cross. Because a cross balances you. But not a physical cross. We almost be not too far to the right, not too far to the left, because you're going to fall. You got to be duly proportioned in this religion. You got to know how to talk to the unintelligent and know how to talk to the intelligent. Now you're growing. Because we should know how to use Allah's words, and only He can give you the understanding to be able to define it. If your heart is right, you can get it. Imam Wadisi Muhammad said, if you ever be speaking and a brother want to know where did you get that from, you say the Quran. What surah? Tell him to read the Quran. He'll go over it. He'll come to it. Because most of them would just want to go back and see if you're correct. Don't want to read it. I remember, I got to say it, because a good brother that I love, but even though I gave him hell when I thought he was wrong, but to say, I will not disclose my generosity. Because The skull is your generosity. You ain't get one for one. I don't want one for one. I want that 1,000 to 1. And the brother said, go to Baccarat. And you will see that anything you do good in the way of charity to motivate men, you can, it's permissible. And I said that to a group of sisters that reads that Quran, said, oh my God, that's what we was going to talk about when we was going to question you about Baccarat. I said, Allahu Akbar. These things can't happen. So I want to say to you that I had a brother that I loved. His name is Robert Seven. His name is Abdullah Muhammad. And I have to honestly say that most of my restaurants was picked from him and told me to go get it. My trucks on the road was he who told me, let's go get these mail trucks and sell steak, 99 cents. Yes, that one penny got a lot of people buy thousands of steaks. So I have a love for him. Whoever thought that his family will gravitate to me. And they call me uncle. So they are so intelligent, very articulate, that I can take all of them. But I got two of them that's real solid. And one is a doctor. And collectively, I want to put them on the radio. And I'm going to help them show them how they're going to do their own show. And that'll open it up to the sisters that's fearful of speaking out. And I'm quite sure if you're on your sister's show and you're talking about things that helps people in everyday life, and they say this is what they always wanted. Tajuddin, may Allah be pleased with her and grant her paradise. But my sister stayed with me to the day of her death. And she had 70 sports. And she was bringing people from Hollywood and people that you would never knew that was on the radio. She did a wonderful job. And then Wazia, you see her in the Muslim Journal. She always speak and write. I convinced her to write for the Muslim Journal, and Aisha concur. Everybody says she's one hell of a writer. She wrote a lot of my proposals. And Amir Wazir is the sister that always gave the Maulin show in Atlanta. And they come from all over. And then, of course, we did it big time in Kentucky for Muhammad Ali. And she gave all the money to the school because her husband was very successful. So she became this great writer in the newspaper about insurance. But she had her own show, Celebrity. What was her name of her show? It'll come to me. Celebration. And she would have women, and I will never forget this sister about 80 years old. You open up her pocketbook, you're going to find an apple. She ate an apple every day. And she believes that that apple a day keeps the doctor away. So you heard shows like that, and you heard sisters that had children, you heard sisters that were seamstress and they needed this, and she had a great show, and then she decided that she gonna just write. Okay. But she stayed with me for 2-3 years. Because Allah always send you someone new. But I think this is gonna be the beginning that I need 4 or 5 entities on my radio. Women, I've been saving it for them. Because one day we will have our own commercials, and one day all of them will be able to be paid, inshallah. See, that's my goal. Allah knows that's my goal. But inshallah, that it will come to fruition. I thank you for listening. If I said anything to hurt anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart and ask you for your forgiveness. Correct, brother and sister. I say anything incorrect, I'm human. And we say, subhanAllah, God is the best knower. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your DNA, I'll pick in the nature in which you was created. Come back to that. If I motivated you to be obedient to God, your taqwa, don't give me the credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our father Adam, our original father, biological father, to our father Abraham, Ibrahim, we say, who's the father of the intellectual mind and all nationality, and our brother Jesus, Jesus Christ, being Muslim. And Jesus said, what's in me is in you, and what's in you is in me, letting you know we're one of the kind. And I greet you from Muhammad the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we thank him because he said we're a mirror of one another. And Christianity said, want for your brother that which you want for yourself. But the Quran makes it clear. You can line up 1,000 mirrors, face each other, and you're going to see the same thing over and over again. So that's what Jesus meant. In you is in him, and in him is in you. And Muhammad the Prophet said, look in the mirror. We're a mirror of one another. Alhamdulillah. And may Allah bless us to be able to overcome this COVID-19. May Allah bless us to be able to stop this separation and come together as one ummah. And we ask Allah to bless those who passed away, separate their faults from their goodness, as thou separate the east from the west, and grant them Jannah. And those who are sick, we can't give up on them. Just make du'as for them. Inshallah, I return tomorrow from 7 to 9. And I'm on Block Talk Radio and also conference call. And I will be speaking with you all, and surely I will be questioning. But it's something that is necessary that we ought to do. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. Peace be unto you. Peace and blessing. Be safe. Thank you for listening.